Phoenix Audio presents
Goodbye Columbus and Other Stories by Philip Roth. Performed by Theodore Bickel, Harlan Ellison, Elliot Gould, John Rubinstein, and Jerry Zaks. Goodbye Columbus.
The first time I saw Brenda, she asked me to hold her glasses. Then she stepped out to the edge of the diving board and looked foggily into the pool. It could have been drained. Myopic Brenda would never have known it. She dove beautifully, and a moment later she was swimming back to the side of the pool, her head of short-clipped auburn hair held up straight ahead of her as though it were a rose on a long stem. She glided to the edge and then was beside me. "Thank you," she said, her eyes watery, though not from the water. She extended a hand for her glasses, but did not put them on until she turned and headed away. I watched her move off. Her hand suddenly appeared behind her. She caught the bottom of her suit between thumb and index finger and flicked what flesh had been showing back where it belonged. My blood jumped. That night, before dinner, I called her. "Who are you calling?" my Aunt Gladys asked. "Some girl I met today." "Doris introduced you." "Doris wouldn't introduce me to the guy who drains the pool, Aunt Gladys." "Don't criticize all the time. A cousin's a cousin. How did you meet her?"
"I didn't really meet her. I saw her."
"Who is she?"
"Her last name is Potemkin."
"Potemkin? I don't know," Aunt Gladys said, as if she knew anybody who belonged to the Green Lane Country Club. "You're going to call her? You don't know her?"